welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Told you I'll be here forever. Said I'll always be
friends. 7 and a half to the hour now. I'm Doug with Jen and Victoria. There's a research project going on right now that I have sponsored that many of you may want to participate in when you see the information at djvshow.com. And we'll promote it at Twitter at djvshow and Facebook at djvshow that asks you, among other things, what you like in the program. And what invariably comes back week after week after week are three or four things. One of them is the, other than the repartee between all of us, the information on your health and well-being is always number one. Want more information on how we can get a better job? In the top four is always a reference to animals and pets. Warren Eckstein, who is the host of The Pet Show, is good enough to give us his time every week. And I started something. I asked him if he'd spend a little bit more time with us, and he graciously said, yeah, last week. And then from that comes this explosion of people. Why can't Warren be on more often? So...
Do they sound just like that?
Yeah, they sound just like
that. I have a big family.
Yes, you do. A large family. So, there's a story from the medical community that I wondered about because I have actually done this. There is a warning aimed at people who are apparently using their pets' antibiotics. It's a study of people using medicines, because a lot of times the prescription, I remember Charlie getting prescriptions for things with her joints and that sort of thing. It's the same stuff that we use. I mean, they may tell you it's not the same stuff, but it's the same stuff. So there was a survey done, Warren, of 400 people, and 5% said they use prescription antibiotics that came from their animals. And I wonder what you think.
Well, you know, it's interesting.
Think about that.
It's been going on for a long time, but here's the bottom line. Think about this. Let's say I go in. I weigh 185 pounds. I go into my doctor. He prescribes antibiotics for me in a certain dosage according to my weight, my size, and what my problem is. Mm-hmm. That may be entirely different than your pet. However, here's what I do recommend, because very often buying the medicine, the prescriptions at the veterinarian is much more expensive. You can ask your veterinarian for a prescription, and you can go to Walmart, you can go to Walgreens, you can go to CVS, wherever you want with that prescription and get medication. In fact, the bigger chains now are advertising pet medication available. So you can save a lot of money by getting a prescription from your veterinarian and going to one of the chain stores. But I would never recommend giving your pet medication that's prescribed for you, because again, you don't know the right dosage, the right amount, or if this medication may be interfering with another medication mm-hmm. that your pet may be on.
Mm-hmm. A lot of leftover prescriptions. I'm certainly one when I've had, and it's not very often that I get an antibiotic for something. But I don't usually go the whole course, and if something left over, you use it.
That's
for
really bad. That's like the, that's
else.
Like number one they say not to do.
Yeah,
you have to finish the full course.
Okay. Awesome.
Right, he's not much for rules, Victoria.
Apparently.
Next item of interest has to do with a list of animal pay, animals that are in the movies now and then. You've trained a lot of dogs for movie roles. I know you haven't tried to train cats because you can't train a cat. When's the last time you saw a cat in a movie, anyway?
You can train cats, right?
No, whoa.
Come on, Debbie.
My best-selling
Buddy could be trained.
Best-selling book is still How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want. I remember Letterman years ago saying to me, Warren, you cannot train cats. I remember going on late night with David Letterman with my own cat, Mowdy, who was a feral rescue cat on a leash and harness, and Dave shut up and never spoke another word about not training cats.
Really?
You'll go. I'm not pro-circuses. I'm against them, but you'll go to a circus, you'll see a lion walking on a leash in a harness, you see a lion jumping through a hoop of fire, yet you get home and you can't get your Siamese to use the litter box. It's because people assume that cats can't be trained, but they can.
Ah, okay. Guess I got that straight out. All right. So what's... I've been told. What about the animals that are on this list? What they get paid for being in the movies?
Yeah, it was interesting. Toto, the dog from The Wizard of Oz, who, by the way, was also in a movie called Bright Eyes and was in a movie called Tortilla Flat with Spencer Tracy and Hedy Lamarr, $125 a week. That's how much Toto was paid, which was $50 a week more than the Munchkins, which tells you awesome. Now, Rin Tin Tin was paid $6,000 a week, which seems like a lot of money back then in the 1930s, 40s, and 50s.
In the TV show.
Wow, that is a lot. Yeah.
What the heck was the TV show he was in?
Rin Tin Tin.
Oh, but there was Rinny was one of the, was either Roy Rogers' pal.
That was Bullet.
Bullet.
That was Bullet. In fact, you know, it's funny. I'm looking at a picture of Bullet on my wall right now. Bullet, Roy Rogers, and Trigger. I got this great photograph of the three of them. Uh-huh. But the interesting part was the dog that was in Frasier. I cannot believe $10,000 per episode, 13 episodes at a time. That's $130,000, 13 episodes twice a year. Dog was earning $250,000. And I'm here sipping a cup of coffee out of a Keurig.
What's wrong with that?
No, nothing, I guess.
No. It's just put everything's in his place. There's a study out today suggesting that science has found that dogs use the same brain area as a human to listen to and process language. Dogs process words with the left hemisphere, use the right hemisphere to process intonation. I'm telling you, whenever Charlotte was around and there was something going on between me and Lady Love, there was always an expression. There was a feeling. You could see it. You could feel it. I think dogs are so much smarter than humans in many ways. And they're also, they work, I believe, to keep us together. Do you know what I mean? They work because they understand our behavior.
They're not inhibited, Doug. They're in their natural state. They do what they do. And I think if people were in their natural state, we'd be more knowledgeable and have that sixth sense that our dogs have. But you're absolutely right. It's more than just being with your dog or being with your cat. There's an energy that goes back and forth between people and the pets that they live with. And it really means a lot. And some people think I'm eccentric for saying that, but anyone who's ever lived with a pet knows that feeling when their
absolutely.
Dog or cat is around.
Mm-hmm.
There's attention to the zoo in Gaza. Do you know anything about that? The Gaza Strip, where one of the charities has gone in and removed animals from these. This is an area that's blowing up all the time.
Yeah.
Why do they have a zoo in the Gaza Strip? What are they? And that's.
They're crazy. And anytime, you know, it breaks my heart when you hear about these zoos in these war zones, whether it be Afghanistan or whether it be Iraq or Iran. And the last thing that the people care about are the animals. Well, if you can't take care of them, get them out. I why would you put a zoo in a war zone? And if there is a zoo in a war zone, why don't you just remove the animals to a safer area? It just makes common sense.
Yep.
Yeah.
I know Cher recently on Twitter, Cher has been trying to and has successfully rescued a few elephants from conflict areas and had them transferred to animal sanctuaries. Yeah. So I think a lot of celebrities like Miley Cyrus adopted the beagle who was in the lab, who was tested on. I think a lot of celebrities are raising some great awareness for things like that, too.
Hey, Doug, you're going to love this quickly. There's a new product on the market. It's called Pet Chats, C-H-A-T-Z. Now, what this is a telephone and a computer, which means that you can video chat with your pet when you're at work, if your pet is at home. But more important, for an extra $99, you can actually give your pet a treat while you're at work. It'll open up the box. The dog can get a treat. And one more thing. Your dog can actually now call you at work. Don't forget the biscuits on the way home, Doug. So,
right.
So it's called Pet Chat. Interesting, about $400 for the whole package. I don't know about that. I don't know if it's a good idea or a bad idea.
Yeah, well, I think oftentimes there's just so much conflict with people because there's such a difference between those people like us who care and love the animals and those who don't give a damn. But you see, it's a different set of values, Warren. They don't have the same feeling, you know, about animals. They're just servants. They're objects.
But that's where education comes into play. And I think the younger generation is more in tune with that. And I think we're going to start seeing, and you're seeing laws change all over the world now in favor of the animals. And that's a good thing. Because for years, animals were just animals and whatever happened. Not so much anymore. You're seeing changes at shelters. You're seeing changes at sanctuaries. All for a positive thing for the animals. And I think it's about time.
I think one of the things we were yakking about earlier, a dog in Minnesota was elected mayor for the third time. A Great Pyrenees 9-year-old dog, first elected in 2014, and every year after that, he's been elected. His name is Duke. He's the mayor of, this little town is, what the heck's the name of this town? I'm not Sure, I didn't. I was looking for the name of the dog.
Pretty hard to bribe a dog. It's pretty hard to bribe a dog. I would have. You know, I wish there were more dogs, and well, maybe there are, but I wish there were more dogs in office because they're honest. You know where they stand all the time. There's no facade. There's no going back. No, I'm going to go walk this back. I said this. I said that. They're honest, and that's what I love about animals. That's what my career is all about. Is the working with animals and their honesty. They're always there. You always know where they're at. If they like you, they tell you. If they don't like you, they tell you. They don't buy you a drink first. The honesty factor of animals is so critical.
All right, we were talking earlier, the final story about Dierks Bentley. I'm pronouncing that correctly, Jennifer?
That's Dierks correct. Bentley. Yeah, it's Dierks. Yeah, Dierks Bentley.
We were talking about him participating in a concert. He said he posted on his Facebook page or Twitter page his last dog that just died, Jake.
Yeah, he was really sad about it. He posted a lot on social media.
My last dog, he said. What do you say to people who over time do? I mean, I said I'm not going to have another dog after Charlotte. I really think Millie is a special dog, very, very warm, very cute. Not my dog, but a dog that I loved and enjoy. But, you know, Charlotte, I believe, is not replaceable. And so I said, I'm not going to get another dog. But you know what? I think I probably will at some point.
I use one word, legacy. In other words, if you loved your dog and your dog loved you, what a legacy to take another dog or cat and save its life and give it the life that the dog that you've lost or the cat that you lost would want. Because animals are not jealous the way people are. Animals would think the way we're thinking. So I say, if you lose a dog, the best thing for you, the dog that you lost, is to go out and adopt another one and leave that legacy going.
Good idea. That's Hugs and Kisses AnimalFund.org, O-R-G. Hugs and Kisses, a great line of supplements, minerals, vitamins that Warren puts together, especially for dogs and cats. And so go to thepetshow.com and hugsandkisses.com. Find out more what you can do to make your pet's life better. Thank you to Warren Eckstein being here on the program.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This Hall of Famer has the most appearances of any player on the U.S. men's soccer team. And for 12 seasons, he was a fixture with the L.A. Galaxy of the MLS.
To Kobe Jones, a shot and a goal!
So where is Kobe Jones now? Kobe is currently the Associate Director of Soccer for the New York Cosmos and a broadcaster for the L.A. Galaxy. He was also a member of NBC's broadcasting team for the 2012 Olympic soccer matches. Kobe founded the Kobe Jones Soccer League, a Southern California-based 5-on-5 children's organization which teaches Kobe's concepts on youth soccer development.
To be honest, no, I wasn't the best athlete. I was a good athlete, but soccer was my passion.
Kobe Jones, in a league all of his own. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Most people don't stop playing because they get old. Most people get old because they stop playing. Who wants to be the first to stop playing? Not me.
It's time to ride.
Today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute, the biker dude and example of a kid, with the exception of time spent in the Army, who never stopped playing. Hard work was legitimized as a vehicle to obtain the necessary toys to spend the weekend playing. My device screensaver is a picture of my motorcycle. I still dig Easy Rider for the 25th time. People don't stop playing because they age. People age because they stop playing. To remain young?
The best experience I've ever had on two wheels is the day I got my first two wheels.
Who wants to be the first to stop playing? American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Department and especially discount stores are out to get your money. In fact, they're expert in manipulations designed to do just that. Here's the science of it. It's called priming, or specifically price point priming, and here's how it works.
Listen up, everybody.
At the end of every counter, they'll have a large display of product, and these are typically priced below cost. Say it's a microwave, you see it, and you think, wow, that's a great price. You're now primed. So you walk around the counter and check out their other products like this one. These are typically priced more than the competition. They've tricked you into believing that everything they carry is equally bargain priced. What's the cheap psychological trick? Never allow yourself to be victimized by low point price priming. More info at drbuff.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.